This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. President Obama earlier today once again defended his position in the confrontation with House Republicans over the government shutdown. The president said he is not ready to negotiate any changes to Obamacare and once again urged House Republicans to pass a bill with no amendments involving Obamacare to keep the government running. Atlanta area Democratic Congressman David Scott joins us right now. Congressman, welcome. Good to have you back.
Always good to be with WABE and you, Dennis.
Here's a question that I think a lot of people might be asking, which is, okay, whatever one thinks about either Obamacare or about the position the House Republicans have taken, the math on both sides of the aisle is neither side can get a budget bill passed or a government spending bill passed without getting the votes from the other. So why not sit down at least and have that conference committee that the House Republicans are talking about? Because you can always say no, you're not making any concessions. Why not at least sit down and listen?
Well, because unfortunately, Dennis, this is not about the budget. There's only one thing and one thing that these Republicans are after, and that's dismantling the health care and to put a bargain on to keep the government from being shut down. And secondly, it doesn't even affect the funding. The health care law is here. It's going. The government shutdown has nothing to do with that. What we have here, Dennis, is some very, very irresponsible, reckless individuals in the Republican Party, not all of them, 40 or 50, that got elected for one reason and one reason only, and that is to tear this government down. The president and us on the Democratic side have already sat down and negotiated. We gave them what they wanted on the spending level, on the budget. They refused in June to send conferees to have a conference on the budget. They waited to use this deadline approaching to shut the government down as a trump card to see if they could defund something that you can't defund. This is the law of the land. It was passed by both the House and the Senate. It was approved by the Supreme Court, a Republican Supreme Court. The president ran on it. The American people had an election, and by 5 million votes, the American people elected President Obama. And again, there's a civil war going on within the Republican Party. This Republican Party has a rich history. It was once a great party, party of Lincoln, of Eisenhower, and it has been totally, with just these many people, hijacked by some of the more extreme elements, and it has resulted in the height of irresponsibility and recklessness, and is putting the American economy and jobs at risk. I mean, here you have families, 800,000 federal employees, jobless, as long as this goes on.
But isn't that a reason to at least sit down? And certainly the president's representatives or Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid could say in a conference committee all of the things that you just said. In other words, if you come at us in a conference committee with defunding Obamacare as one of the conditions, we can always say no. But given the fact that all of those folks that you just mentioned are now not working, not able to collect either benefits or a paycheck, what's the harm in just sitting down?
That has been done. It has been done over and over. This attempt by the Republicans to put this little conference thing together is to fool the public and make like the Democrats won't sit down and negotiate it. Listen, every time they sent a resolution over, they added on all of the things on their agenda, everything but the budget. Defund the birth control for women and their reproductive health. Take away the insurance of our federal staff workers throwing their own staff under the bus. Just about any and everything. But, and defunding Obamacare, defunding it for a year. This is all about nothing to do with the budget. If we've already sat down and agreed to their demands on the budget, it's there. This ain't what they want. And it's unfortunate, and it's not all of the Republicans. There are Republicans who are seething about this, who are angry about this, because this undermines the democratic representative form of government. If they want to change the law, go get a president elected who will sign a law, get a Congress elected, he will do it. But what they've done, they've gotten 40 or 50 very hardcore individuals, mostly coming from the Tea Party, and the Tea Party people out there, they got a right to do whatever it is that they want to do, but they don't have a right to hold America hostage. Participate. You cannot negotiate on the health care program that is the law that's working. People are on it. Children are not being denied for their health care because of a pre-existing condition. Children are on their parents' health care now until they're 26. You can't undo the law. That's why we have the process where it goes through the House, goes through the Senate, this amendment. The Republicans participated in that. Every issue was there. Now, if they wanted to come and say, Mr. President, there are some areas within the health care law that I think needs fixing. Let's sit down and fix that. But there is nothing to negotiate between shutting down the government or shutting down something you can't shut down, which is the health care program. And that's all that it is after. So I think it's very important for people to understand who is doing what and why. And if you were to talk to some of the other Republicans, who are very disturbed, talk to John McCain. Talk with Lindsey Graham. Talk with Peter King. They cannot negotiate within themselves. So that's what you have here.
Have you been able to talk to any of the folks that you've referred to in the GOP who might be unhappy with the course that their own leadership is taking right now, and is there any chance that a coalition could be put together here?
Yeah, that's the way out of this is going to be. The Republican Party is going to have to reclaim itself and speak. Unfortunately, what you have here is a result of the elections where some of their members have gotten elected in these narrowly drawn gerrymandered districts. And so their primary concern is not being primaried by the Tea Party. So they're scared to death of that. Then you got Mr. Boehner, who needs them and has chosen, I don't know why he would want to be speaker of a caucus that has him held hostage. Boehner is a decent, good man. And you've got a lot of decent, very good Republicans. And I believe that these decent, good Republicans are going to speak up and not be hijacked here. If we allow this to happen, this will be the way this government will be run for a long time, by hostage, by crisis. We're in a bad place.
It sounds as if the strategy from the president and from Democrats in the House and the Senate is to let time do its work, let pressure build on that group of House Republicans. But that time, to someone who depends on some of these government services or who depends on that paycheck, that time is a lot more than just a political thing. What would you say to those people who are directly affected by a strategy that involves just taking time?
Well, I think that there's a lot we can do with the American people getting involved, because once they understand that nothing that the Republicans are doing can stop the health care. Once they say, well, why are you doing it? The health care is gone. It has separate funding. It has doesn't come through appropriations. So it doesn't, the budget doesn't even affect that. And it's going out there and helping people. The best thing and the only thing we can do is to try to call as many of the Republicans as possible that are not a part of this rather reckless and irresponsible group that caused the shutdown. This can only be solved by getting Republicans who are responsible, who are caring. Broader minds have to prevail here, and the love of this nation has to prevail. And if we love this nation, we got to protect the institutions that make it the democracy that it is. You can't run America by hostage and by crisis every other month. It's taking us down here, and it's taking us down in the eyes of the world.
If this goes on for a couple of weeks, if this drags into the time when we run into the debt ceiling renewal, does that then force the Democrats and the president to at least approach the other side?
Well, there's nothing we can do about the health care law. And that's what they want. So that's just a non-starter right there. That's gone. Then to hold the nation hostage from paying its bills, from getting the debt ceiling raised to the level of just paying for our bills, puts our faith and credit in the world on a stage that is not there. There's nothing we can do with these. What we can do is pass the budget, raise the debt ceiling so we can pay our debts, and then sit down and say, where are our differences now on the health care issue? Let us work with that. Look, this is not a perfect bill. I've been at the forefront of working with some changes in it. As I mentioned, the medical liability issue, as I mentioned, and some have been listened to. But this is not the way to do it. The ball is in the Republican court. All they have to do is put the continuing resolution on so we can get the budget out of the way and go ahead, end this shutdown. We could do it tonight and end it with that.
Of course, you
and
know.
And then let's agree that we will go and we will sit down and look at the health care law and address the situations with the health care law, as we have already been doing. Then I think we would we could be able to move ahead.
Of course, you know that their argument has been we passed a government spending bill with the conditions the Democrats didn't like. We sent it over to the Senate. The Senate rejected it. So I think their argument might be, and I'm not trying to speak for them, but I think they have already said, look, it's the Senate Democrats who are saying no.
No, it's not. The Senate put a budget resolution together, send it over to the House. The House put a budget resolution together, send it over to the Senate. We said we wanted a conference committee to come settle it. The Senate established their conferees. The House refused. And so when it got down to this point, we compromised on that and sent them the exact number, the budget that they asked for. And they did not set conferees to that, to agree to it. Because, Dennis, like I say, the issue here, and the American people have got to understand, it is something that you can't negotiate because it's gone. It's gone through the American government democracy process.
Georgia Democratic Congressman David Scott. Congressman Scott, thanks for giving us this much time. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. It's always a pleasure. Anytime.